One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes, bienvenidos de nuevo, fieles a Brave Potatoes, otra semana más. Lafron Collins, how are you?
Cabrera, I'm very well.
Collins.
And yourself?
Pues estoy bien, tío, estoy de puta madre, tío. El puente me ha sentado bastante bien. Me ha sentado bien, pero...
St. Mary of the Head.
Yeah, St. Mary of the Head.
When my father was visiting, my parents were visiting, and I translate, well, not for the day, because
the
I
name
live
of the street.
Near the Paseo Santa Maria de la Cabeza, St. Mary of the Head way. My dirty father said, so now I know why she's a saint. Porque eso lo es de...
Qué bonito, qué bonito. Qué cosa más bonita cuando un padre dice algo tan bonito como eso. Collins, no entiendo luego por qué tus chistes tan sucios y no lo logro entender. ¿Sabes por qué se celebra Santa María de la Cabeza?
Sí, porque era la esposa de San Isidro.
Bueno, pero eso no es motivo de celebración.
Porque son santos. Porque nos faltaba un día festivo en el
Exactamente.
Año.
Exactamente. Ese es el motivo que hace que este año se celebre Santa María de la Cabeza.
Sí, claro. Sí.
Necesitamos rellenar huecos y podría haber sido el día de San Jacobo y celebrábamos poniendo jamón de york con queso dentro
bien.
O algo así.
Qué bien.
Collins, he visto que ha vuelto a engañar a otros guiris de nuevo.
Absolutely, I brought three unsuspecting foreigners for the second week running. Charlotte, Catherine and Mitchell. How are you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
You all happy?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Veo que dado el calor de la semana pasada, esta semana han traído bastante menos ropa.
Yeah, we are taking off as many clothes as possible. We're wearing as little as possible inside the very hot Radio N Lace studios.
Spain is a hot country, you know. And Radio Lace is even hotter.
Ooh.
If that's possible.
Is that really possible?
Collins, la semana pasada me quedé con ganas de aprovechar estos invitados que tenemos. Primero, no cantaron y segundo, no nos contaron sus experiencias en Madrid y en Sudamérica.
Yeah.
En vuestros viajes, in your travels, what do you think is the most interesting thing you've seen in South America, or what did you like more, what did you enjoy more, or you can talk about legal things, you know, there are children listening to this program, so just be quite careful. Okay, don't worry, you can say whatever you want.
I don't think we could pick like one favorite thing because we saw so many things and it was all brilliant. There was nothing bad. So the Rio Carnival was incredible. Just fiestas everywhere and colorful people everywhere in all sorts of outfits. And
did you get dressed for the carnival?
well, we the way the carnival works is there's street parties everywhere, but the the main attraction is what's it called?
Drum?
The Samba Drum. Which
the Samba Drum. That sounds like a film.
Sambódromo.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Sambódromo. It's like a hippodromo is for horses.
Okay.
Sambódromo is for people dancing samba.
A samba venue,
okay.
I suppose.
Dromo is a Greek
samba dancing
Greek
venue.
Word that means the place of or something. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's sort of like a stadium, but it's almost like a runway with two straight strips of the seating, sort of stadium seating on either side, and that's where all the floats and the dancers do the big parade, which is the highlight of the festival.
Traduzco un poco, I'm going to just translate a bit. Había como una especie de estadio con dos pistas donde iban las
la gente va desfilando y bailando a la vez.
Efectivamente, ¿no? ¿Y cómo se llaman esos coches? Los coches.
Las carrozas.
Sí. Sorry. Yeah.
It was just amazing. For that we dressed up. We had feathers in our hair and glitter on our face and
spandex.
Yeah. Mitchell had a lot of lycra or spandex.
Oh.
As they call it in America.
What do you have, Mitchell?
Spandex, like Superman, blue blue tight
spandex
pants.
Or shiny lycra, tight lycra clothes.
Lycra. Oh,
did you wear feathers as well?
Oh, I had some face paint, but no feathers.
No feathers.
Not for
o sea,
me.
No tenía pluma. No tenía pluma.
No, eso es para el desfile de junio.
Sí, claro.
La pluma es para el desfile de junio.
So, yeah, so carry on. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, the costumes that the people were wearing in the parade were just amazing. Mm-hmm. And at the end of, they walk from start to finish, and it takes an hour.
How long would this line or this kind of track or... How long would it, how
eight
far
hours?
Is it? You talked about two kind of tracks in a stadium or something.
I don't know how long it is, but it takes an hour. And it takes the dancers an hour to walk from the start to the end, but they're going really slow. They're dancing.
But like, are we talking approximately?
It's like 100 giant bleachers in a big street that they go through, but it's all preset, made of concrete.
So it's like, but like approximately a mile or 100 meters.
I actually have no idea. Do you know, Charlotte?
No, sorry.
I have no idea because we can. All you can see is the section in front of you. You can't see down to the other end from where we were sitting anyway.
Okay.
We couldn't see that, but it takes them an hour. And when we were actually sat at the end, so they'd come next to us and finish and take off their really heavy costumes and hats, and some of them would pass them up to the crowd. So we actually got to have some ginormous hats. But when I say hats, then they're not just hats. They're so heavy that when I was sat down, like, I couldn't keep my head straight.
To keep or just to wear?
So yeah, we could keep them because they were just getting rid of them. They didn't want to carry them home.
Entonces el mérito verdadero no es solo llevar el traje y bailar, sino, o sea, no solo bailar, sino llevar el pesado sombrero o traje que lleva, que puede pesar bastantes kilos.
Sí.
Y además bailar a la vez y llevar el ritmo y desfilar delante de cientos de personas.
And how hot was it at the time?
Really hot. Too hot to be wearing a t-shirt. Mm. Really hot. But it was just they were so heavy that you couldn't even sit down wearing them. And these people have just danced for an hour and that's just the hat part of their costume.
Con el calor, la humedad,
and they're tiny, tiny little ladies. I don't know how they were carrying these things while they danced.
Michelle, you were wearing a lycra dress.
Yeah.
It was very hot.
It was mucho, mucho caliente. In more ways than one.
Oh!
Ouch. So it was caliente, no calor. It was caliente.
It wasn't an error.
Charlotte, what did you enjoy more in South America? Apart from the Rio de Janeiro
Carnival. Yeah, like I said, everything was a highlight. But one of them was probably when we went to Lake Titicaca, which is on the border of Peru and Bolivia. And we stayed with this family who lives on an island in the middle of the lake,
oh,
in
wow.
the same way that they did for, you know, hundreds of years. It's
uh-huh.
really...
How did you meet them? Or
The company took us.
Ah, okay.
And did you communicate? I mean, how did you communicate with these people? With a bit of Spanish or with...
Yeah, they speak Quechua, which is one of the native languages
ancient
from, like,
languages.
Yeah, from the ancient before civilizations.
Before the Spanish came. So.
Yeah, and Inca.
Quechua es Quechua,
and
sí.
Inca,
de la civilización. Era de la civilización inca y de toda la zona andina y demás. O sea, no solo de los incas, sino de todo.
So we got given a sheet with, like, hello, can I help in the kitchen, that kind of thing in Quechua.
Did you use that phrase?
Yeah, we did. We,
wow.
we washed potatoes for them.
Could you please translate for us, listen to Radio Lace because life can be marvelous in Quechua?
Chinese last
That wasn't on the phrase sheet, surprisingly.
What?
Yeah,
really?
We only learned about 15 phrases.
Can't believe
on.
That.
Don't they listen to Radio Lace?
I don't think they have radios.
I'm sure if they did, they would listen.
But if they did.
I'm sure they would.
Entonces tuvisteis la oportunidad de...
Do you think they would receive our FM signal? Which you can't even receive in Argentina.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe they don't even have internet.
No.
Entonces ellos estuvieron en medio del lago Titicaca compartiendo con una familia nativa de allí,
sí.
Que y se comunicaban parte en español, pero bueno, su idioma nativo es el quechua, que es el que utilizan sobre todo las zonas rurales y del cual pues carece habla fluidamente.
Por supuesto.
Dinos algo en quechua, Gareth.
Chuma.
Ah, muy bien.
Sí.
Además el toque cultural
sí,
nasal te queda muy bien.
Es llama. No.
Charlotte
that was my word in. Yeah?
Okay.
No, go on. Seriously.
Hello was Alilianchu.
Alilianchu.
Alilianchu. Hmm?
Suena como vasco. Alilianchu.
And what about goodbye?
Asparagusunki.
That was thank you.
How's thank you?
I don't
how's thank
goodbye,
you?
Sorry.
Asparagusunki.
Asparagusunki. Yeah, come on, you already invented
you pronounce
that.
It, Charlotte, you
yeah. Very good. Okay.
But we took quite a long boat ride. Well, not that long, but a couple of hours on a boat to get there. So we had these sheets on the boat, and we lay on the top of the boat, learning them all. So when we got there, we
wonderful
surprised them with our language skills.
So in total, then, guys, you were in Brazil. Then do you say Uruguay or Argentina?
Argentina.
Argentina.
We popped to Paraguay for a day.
Okay.
They just sold socks there. They didn't seem to do that much else.
Okay. Then what? Bolivia after that, probably.
Yeah.
And Peru and Ecuador.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Where did you stay in Argentina?
We didn't see that much of Argentina.
No?
The bulk of the trip was in Peru.
Okay.
And obviously we started in Rio with the carnival. But so we sort of just hopped across Argentina just to get to Peru almost.
Okay.
We didn't go to Buenos Aires.
No,
we just went through the top where all the rednecks in Argentina are.
The Pampas.
Yeah.
In the farming ground.
We went to Iguazu Falls, and we went on the Brazilian side and the Argentinian side.
Mm.
And we went to a place called Salta.
Okay.
Where they have lots of dancing in the evenings.
I did.
Lots
sorry
of parties. It doesn't really work on radio.
It doesn't work on radio. Doesn't work on radio.
And compared to the food you usually have in your country, would you say like it's very hard to get used to the typical food in South America? Well, in South America, it's like a big thing. Like in Peru, for example.
Okay, well, me and Mitchell are vegetarians, which makes it made it a little bit more difficult for us, especially in Argentina. But because we were on a tour with a tour company, we made a lot of our meals ourselves with the group of 30 people that we were with. We took it in turns to make food. We had a lot of camp facilities with us.
Mm.
So, I didn't really... It sounds terrible, but I, as a vegetarian, I didn't really eat that much South American food. I mainly ate, we'd go to sort of the restaurant for foreigners, but only because it was too difficult to go to local restaurants as a vegetarian.
You went to Peru for a long trip, and you didn't try the Peruvian...
I did try stuff, but it was in Argentina, it's steak or... that's about
or
it.
Steak.
Yeah, steak.
I would love it in Argentina.
Yeah, me
steak
too.
Steak is so good.
I guess it's difficult if you're a vegetarian and you don't know if there's a language barrier and you don't want to eat meat or you can't eat meat, then it must be
There's a lot of difficult potatoes in South America, though. 220 different varieties, and
I've
love
heard,
potatoes.
Do you know, I've heard that there are 800, but then I guess a lot of the, maybe genetically, there are 800 types of potato. But I think probably some of them are so similar that to us they would taste the same. Did you, when you
were in... empanadas and things like that. What else did we have? We did have some, you would have
had
loads.
Not being vegetarian, I did have...
Ice lollies.
Guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Oh,
what's, guinea pigs are...
Capybara?
Garbanzo?
Cui.
No. Yeah. They're, hang on, guinea pigs, wait a sec. Conejos de Indias.
Lovely
stuff.
But did you eat that?
I just looked at it and... felt sick.
Mitchell's vegetarian.
It still
Charlotte
claws
tries them,
and
no?
Teeth.
So both you are vegetarians.
Yeah.
But did you have? Did you try guinea pig?
I tried a bit. Yeah, because it's the local specialty.
I've
but they didn't have.
Is it nice? I bet it's
no.
Okay.
It's horrible.
No? Why?
Well, it came basically as a guinea pig. It had teeth and ears and claws. So we kind of just looked at it
did
for
it
a
have
bit
hair?
And sent it back.
It had the word.
It did have hair.
Some hair around.
I also tried llama though, which was really nice.
Llama, I can imagine,
that
would be
nice.
Very very lean meat. Probably.
Yeah, it tasted sort of but it was nice.
There was somewhere where you could get a frog smoothie. A smoothie in a blender. A frog in a blender.
I could become vegetarian as well in South America. Probably.
Did you guys drink or even get drunk on a drink called pisto?
Oh yes.
In Peru.
Oh.
You
in
did.
In the desert. It was so much fun.
Did you get drunk in the desert?
Yeah, that was probably the best night of my entire trip. It was so great. We went to the sand dunes and we had a driver who took us on buggies, and so there's eight people on the back of this little buggy, this sort of open air cart thing, and he drove us up these really steep sand dunes really fast, and then you'd sort of fly over the other side, and it's really good fun. And then they got
el plan hacer surf sobre la
sobre la arena de las dunas.
Yeah, then they got us surfboards. Like snowboards, and we went down the down on our fronts, or tried snowboarding down the sand dunes. And then we slept in the desert without tents and without sleeping bags, but they provided us with a barbecue and lots of
drinks.
Pisto. How would you describe pisto sour? How would you describe it? Do you know anything about the drink? Do you know what it's made from? I know, because I was doing a course recently, and one of my students, in fact two of the students, one was from Chile and one was from Peru, and they've got a real tradition of brewing pisto in those countries. It's made from green grapes, distilled green grapes. It can be anywhere between 40% and 70% alcohol.
Se hace de uva. Es una bebida de uva blanca que tiene 40-70 grados. Entre se llama pisto.
Pisto, y viene de. Bueno.
De pistolero, de pistonudo.
Hay un pueblo en Perú que se llama Pisto. Se cree que es de ahí, pero en Chile hay mucha tradición de pisto y siempre hay una discusión entre los dos países.
O sea que nada que ver con el pisto manchego, ¿no?
Y tal. No creo. Y. Pisto sour is mixed with lemon, is that right?
Yeah, there's different flavors. Egg, I think
there's egg in it.
Egg in there as well.
Egg, lemon, pisto.
Egg. Yeah, like a raw egg. What does it taste like? It's almost like, what's that lemon thing? Like a lemon
curd.
Like a lemon curd. It's got that sort of flavor, but way more alcoholic tasting.
And how much of this did you drink on that fateful night?
I couldn't actually drink it because it was too strong. Okay. I had my own drinks with me.
What did you drink?
I brought a bottle of vodka. I mixed it, obviously, a lot better than they mixed the cocktails. But I know that one of my friends, I think she had like two, and she fell into the campfire after two very small glasses and spent the rest of the night crawling up the sand dunes on all fours. They are lethal. It was also a full moon. I'm not sure if that had something to do with it, but that night there was
full moon
there was
in the
60
middle of
us, and it was like the most carnage I've ever seen. It was amazing. It was so funny.
Colin, si hay
hedonism in the Peruvian desert.
Si hay algo que he aprendido con todos los invitados que llevamos en año y medio aquí en Break Potatoes. Es que solo hay dos formas de acercar dos culturas extrañas. Una de ellas es el alcohol, que une siempre dos culturas. ¿Sabes cuál es la otra?
Yo creo que a lo mejor la música.
A través del Cultural Bridge.
In moon is in the seven house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will guide the planet. Sun love will steer the stars is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Collins, he de decir que venía bastante contento al traer esta canción al programa. Venía contento porque es una canción que me gusta bastante. Ya no estoy tan contento cuando he visto el año en que se hizo y el año en que nacieron algunos de nuestros invitados. La canción que vamos a cantar a continuación es del año 1991.
Wow.
Es de Nirvana, Come As You Are.
1991. So were either of you born in 1991?
I was born. Yeah, I was born in 88.
In 88?
Yeah. I would have been two.
You would have been 2 years old. Ouch.
I'm a lot older. I was born in 84.
Oh. Well, you would have been fully 7 years old when this song was born.
Definitely we're getting old.
We are.
Very,
we're
very.
Ouch.
You don't smile. Remember your wrinkles. Tenemos a continuación Ven Como Eres, un temazo de Nirvana. Qué gran grupo, Collins.
Great group.
Qué gran pérdida para la música. Nos vamos a atrever con ello, aunque bueno, es una deshonra para si levantasen la cabeza y nos oyesen, se darían con la tapa del. Bueno, vamos con ello.
Come on, Cabrera, give it a good go. Give it your best shot.
Thank you.
como eras, como quiero que seas, como amiga, como un viejo enemigo. Tómate tu tiempo, date prisa, tú eliges, no llegues tarde. Descansa, como amiga, como un viejo recuerdo. Recuerdo, recuerdo, recuerdo. Ven, cubierta de barro, empapada en lejía. Como quiero que estés, como una moda, como una amiga, como un viejo recuerdo, recuerdo, recuerdo. Y juro, no tengo un arma. No, yo no tengo un arma. No, yo no tengo un arma. Que no tengo un arma, no, no tengo, no tengo un arma. Tengo un arma, no, yo no tengo un arma, no, yo no tengo un arma. No, yo no tengo un arma. No, yo no tengo un arma.
Cabrera, very bien, very bien. Cabrera, I just got a question, one question to ask you. Something you could confirm to us.
Sí, adelante.
Have you got a gun?
No, yo no tengo un arma.
Ah, okay. Did Kurt Cobain have a gun?
Good question.
I think he did, didn't he?
No recuerdo. A lo mejor no. No, ellos no lo recuerdan.
Do you remember? Did Kurt Cobain have a gun, guys?
I think he did.
He did have a gun.
The day he died.
I think he had a. Yeah. He definitely had a gun.
Colin, es difícil imaginarte cómo se puede cantar tan bien como él hacía estas canciones con el contenido de la letra que tiene. Tampoco es gran cosa la letra, ¿no?
Well, that's just. I think it. Plugged into a I've no idea, help me out guys, how did plugged into a social trend, Nirvana at the time. I'm just trying to make a bollocks about
music. Cierto. aparte de
like a music journal,
de la música que hizo, yo creo lo que movió fue una tendencia, ¿no? Que era la tendencia esta grunge de
grunge, exactly. They in the words of David Hasselhoff, the Hofmeister, I think they got stuck on a feeling.
Oh.
And that feeling was grunge.
Increíblemente yo creo que su éxito fue una herramienta de marketing que él no deseaba, hacer una tendencia y un movimiento y de paso vendía discos. Y aunque yo creo que él realmente no lo planeó así, pero le salió bastante bien.
Sí, it's interesting though how often a pop star or rock star dies and it does wonders for their sales, for their record sales, Cabrera.
Aunque todos pensamos en algún cantante que nos encantaría que se hiciese récord de ventas dejando de cantar, pero bueno, él lo consiguió.
Publicity stunt. Yeah, it is a publicity stunt, como un truco publicitario.
Bueno, pero
morirse siendo estrella de pop.
Do you think that would work for the radio station?
desde desde Radio Enlace.
Are you volunteering, Milton?
I'll take one for the team.
Do you have any suggestion?
I wonder if that's what they
did. But Cabrera's
in
the one who sang he didn't have a gun, and Cobain also did the same.
But maybe they drew straws. Like who's gonna take it for the team? Like Milton said, maybe like, and he drew the short straw.
And
they got a number one.
That, yeah.
Okay, Collins, if someone has to die for the radio for the program, ladies first. Go ahead. No, a lo mejor sí funcionaría, ¿no? Para hacerte famoso. Mira, traía una noticia que comentaremos la próxima semana acerca de Radio La Colifata, que es una radio en Argentina que se emite desde un hospital psiquiátrico. Y es un verdadero éxito. Bueno, Brave Potatoes tampoco es muy distinto. Se emite desde un lugar cerrado y pequeño. Y bueno, y algunas de las personas que emiten están bajo tratamiento médico. Entonces, bueno, La Colifata, Brave Potatoes son programas bastante similares.
Definitely. What about them?
Bueno, pues voy a leer la noticia. Todavía no la
tengo. Can I just translate for our guests?
Yes, of course.
Radio Colifata is an Argentinian radio station run by people like with mental problems. And it was hence why Cabrera made drew the parallel with Brave Potatoes. But no, really, it was set up to help people in their recovery, and it's been a great success. They present, I think they do everything.
They've been successful for 17 years already.
Oh, 17 years? I didn't know it was for that long.
Yeah, but it became famous in Spain because an advertising campaign of an isotonic drink of the brand, que también es la sintonía de nuestro cultural beat.
Exactly. Yeah.
La noticia viene porque después de 17 años emitiendo, el gobierno argentino va a retirar la subvención a este hospital psiquiátrico, por lo que tendrán que abandonarlo.
Dear me. So the Argentinian they have to close the radio station because
they
the government won't subsidize
the hospital
it
as well.
After 17 years. Mm-hmm. But won't they receive private funding?
They're trying to fundraise some money with the advertising, with this isotonic drink advertising and some other funds.
Yeah.
But I think it's not enough.
Oh. What would we do without sponsors, Cabrera? What do we do?
the
do we have any sponsors?
Yeah, the Welsh Tourist Board.
Of course.
Remember that they pay us a lot for Welsh advertising.
Of course, yeah. But I haven't had the check. They stopped sending the checks
a while ago. I got it.
I forgot
I still
to change my
getting
address.
Getting the check.
Damn.
Every month. Loser. So, pues sentimos decirlo, pero como cada semana el tiempo vuela.
Man.
El tiempo.
Like the metro. Like Madrid Metro.
No, eso es publicidad engañosa. Creo que van a cambiar el eslogan de Metro de Madrid. Vuela, va a ser Metro de Madrid. Suda. El otro día cuando volvíamos de la carrera popular del 31 de agosto, cuando veníamos como 10.000 corredores en el vagón de metro, justo después de correr, más de uno pensó que el verdadero eslogan de Metro de Madrid era ese: suda.
Muy nice.
Queremos agradecer, como siempre, la presencia de nuestros amados invitados.
Thank you, guys.
Han venido aquí, han colaborado.
Coming back next week.
Yeah, we are last week. Guys,
your last week.
Michelle, if we'll you need to fly one. Back from Canada to Madrid, don't worry. Just give us the bill and Brave Potatoes will pay you the ticket
all
flight
right,
and the
right.
accommodation, wherever you need.
We can pass it off as a cost to the Welsh Tourist Board. No problem.
Yeah,
no
don't
problem.
Worry. We're rich. Who cares?
Yeah.
Muchas gracias, Charlotte, Catherine, Michelle. Nos vemos la próxima semana. Queridos oyentes, aquí estaremos con todos ustedes.
Yep.
Hasta la próxima semana.
Espera, Gazuki, guys. Chao.